Okay, so yesterday we focused on the Shita of Rashi, and which emerges from the Midrash, that Avram was successful in this test. Well, he dealt with why he was tested, that there would be a famine and he'd have to go down to Mitzrayim, but we assume that he succeeded in this test. But the truth is, I mentioned this in passing yesterday, but it's worth knowing, is that the Ramban doesn't take this position at all. Right? The Ramban argues that this was a mistake. It was a test, and Avram failed. And this is what the Ramban writes. The Ramban says, "Vida ki Avram avinu chata chet gadol bishkaga." Right? Avram sinned greatly. It was an accident, but it was a great sin. Shevi, and he says two problems. One is Shevi ishto at tzadeket b'mechshol avom depnei pachado pen yarguhu. Right. Once he got to Mitzrayim, he made the mistake that he put his wife in great danger because of his unfounded fear. V'hayelo liftoch b'shem sheyatzilo tovet ishto betkol asher lo ki yesh be'elokim koach lazor lahatzil. He should have believed that God has the power to save. And then he says, that was the second mistake. The first one was gam yitziyatom min haaretz shenitztava lebet chila mibnei ra'av avon asher chata. And the sin that he left the land because of the famine, that was a sin. Ki elokim barav yivtenu mimavet. Because God can save you from famine. And then he says something even more shocking. He said there were extreme consequences to this, which is, what do you think? This is the sin for which the Jews had to go for 400 years or 210 years, whatever. Biyad paro, makom mishpat, shama haresha v'achet. Because where there was sin, that's where the punishment happens, and that's where they had to go down to Mitzrayim.
Why are those considered punishments, though?
Being slaves?
There's no way to interpret how Hashem can save you. The story of the guy who's in the river drowning. Three times they had.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, no, God's gonna save me.
Okay, so there's a lot of things we can ask about the Ramban, right? Right. I mean, yes, you can ask the Ramban. Well, why does he assume that Avram should rely on a miracle, right? Or why shouldn't he assume that the way God wanted to save him was going to be drowned? Which is the way Rashi understands it, the Tanhuma understood it. Presumably, the Ramban would disagree with our analysis yesterday, which is why I mention it. And the Ramban would say, no, yes, lezaracha etin et aretz hazot, but the implication really is you were supposed to go to that land and stay there. Right? And it's different between saying God says, you know, like a general belief, and yes, and that joke, right? That, oh, God will save me. And God's saying, go to this land. Right? The Ramban presumably is reading it as God says, go to this land, which means it'll be fine if you stay in this land. It doesn't look like it's going to be fine, but I told you it's going to be fine. Right? I mean, Rashi presumably assumes, no. He said, go to the land and your children will get it. Therefore, there's no reason for you to assume you have to stay there under all circumstances. But if you haven't, but the Ramban presumably interprets the Nevuah of go to Eretz Yisrael or Eretz Canaan and stay there. And if that's the case, so it's not like a generic thing, like God will help me. It's God said, go there, so go there. Right? So I assume that's how Ramban gets there.
What was the first chay of the Quran, the Ramban?
So it's out of order, right? But this is the first chay, and the second one is once he got there, he totally messed up with Sarah. Right? That was not what he should have done. Right? He should have had faith that he had to go, that he went through this whole charade, right? Because he thought that's what he needed to do to protect his wife. It's not true. He should just rely on God.
You're not supposed to still act to the best of your ability.
So this is part of the problem. The Ramban, right, in many places has this discussion, right? Under what circumstances do we not? But presumably, the Ramban thinks that God's blessings and God's, you know, that prophecy he gets is meant to let Avram know that he's at a different level of divine protection, right? I don't know whether the Ramban would say everyone is like this, but at least Avram was. So the Ramban, right, takes the totally different approach. Yeah, it was a test, but he failed. He failed. He didn't realize quite what was going on, but he failed, and there were extreme consequences to this. Now, the Ramban is important for many reasons, but one of the main ones I just want to draw out is because this is a systematic issue that comes up a lot in sort of the modern machlokot about how you're supposed to learn Tanakh. Is do we have the right to criticize the members, right, the avot, people in Tanakh when Chazal didn't. And the Ramban is of the school that of course we can, right? Chazal don't say that he sinned, as we'll see in a moment. And the Ramban, not only does he say he sinned, right? He ascribes all of Galut Mitzrayim to this moment without having basis in Chazal. Right? And it's Rambans like this that give license, so to speak, to the modern literary movement of Tanakh scholars. Even, right, I'm not talking about, right, the non-maminim, the academy. I'm talking about the, right, I'm talking about from literary scholars who study what's become known as Tanakh begove einayim, right? I mean, Tanakh at eye level, meaning they understand it themselves, right? They don't, A, think that everyone, to quote Rav Lichtenstein, is ossified statues of petrified piety, right? That everyone is perfect to the point where we can't relate to them, right? And that we study Tanakh ourselves, and therefore sometimes that means you study Tanakh and you see flaws that Chazal maybe didn't identify, right? And Ramban's like this, where he looks at it himself and against Chazal, say, no, Avram sinned, or one of the, you know, this is like a classic source that is quoted in that regard. Now, the Ramban builds himself on a midrash, going back to what we said yesterday, does not believe that Avram sinned. But yesterday we dealt with the question of, well, why would Avram have to leave the land at all? But the Ramban already, right, this Ramban already gets us into the more specific discussion, which is, okay, if you're going to have to leave, why Mitzrayim? So the Ramban says, look, he shouldn't have left. He shouldn't have left, and once he left and went to Mitzrayim, that was what doomed his children to end up in Mitzrayim. Right? So the Ramban, right, just flips it.
Right.
But he picks up on the Midrash, or the Midrash picks up on what the Ramban does. Now, you know, if you've noticed, they do a lot of literary comparisons. But one of the things that the modern literary study has noted is that the hints of this methodology are already found in Midrash, and especially in medieval commentaries, especially Ramban. But here, the Midrash really picks up on this. And that is that Avram's journey to Mitzrayim seems to have a lot in common with the journey that the Jews eventually take to Mitzrayim. So the Midrash writes as follows. Now the Midrash, unlike the Ramban, doesn't say it was a sin. He actually says, no, God, it wasn't a test, right? This is a third possibility. It wasn't a test, neither one that he passed nor one that he failed. It was actually at Tzivui Hashem. God said, go down to Mitzrayim. Why? So Midrash says, Pinchas b'shem Rabbi Hoshea Rabba Omar. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avraham Avinu. Tzei uchbosh et haderech lefnei banecha. Go and forge the path before your children. Meaning, Avram, as you've probably heard this phrase before, Maaseh Avot L'Siman L'Banim, right? Avram had to prefigure what his children were going to do to make it that when they went, it was the path had already been trodden. So he says, go down to Mitzrayim. And he says, where does he get this notion? That Avram is going down in order to set the groundwork for his children. So the Midrash says, look, at Moseh kol ma shekatuv ba'Avraham k'tiv b'manav. Everything that happens to Avraham happens to his children when they go to Mitzrayim. B'Avram k'tiv v'hira v'aretz. How does Avram end up in Mitzrayim? A famine. How do the Jews end up in Mitzrayim? The famine in the time of Yosef and his brothers. B'Yisrael k'tiv kizesh natayim rav b'kerev haretz. B'Avram k'tiv v'hira v'aretz Mitzrayim lagurshah. It says that Avram goes to sojourn. U'v'Yisrael k'tiv. Not the Jewish people, but the person. Yisrael, Yaakov. I'm sorry. Vayir Avotenu Mitzrayim, they go down. No, I was right the first time. Yisrael k'tiv, meaning the person Yisrael k'tiv lagor b'aretz banu. No, I'm wrong. Right? It is the sons, right, who say that. Avram k'tiv ki chaved harav b'aretz Kanaan. It says that the famine got particularly heavy. Yisrael k'tiv arev kaved b'aretz. Avram k'tiv vayi kasher ikriv. Yisrael k'tiv uparo ikriv. Avram k'tiv vargu oti votach Yisrael. And this is quite a striking one. Avram says, what's going to happen if you don't lie? They'll kill the men and not the women, meaning you'll live and I'll die. B'Yisrael k'tiv kol ben ha'yilod ha'yorat ashlichu. Right? That was what happened in Mitzrayim, that the boys were killed and the girls lived. B'Avram k'tiv imri na'achot yad l'man yitav li b'avurech v'gomer. B'Yisrael k'tiv ha'yitav Elohim l'miyaldot. Right? This notion of v'yitav. Right, just the same word. They came to Mitzrayim. Ba'avram k'tiv, Avram kaved ma'od b'miktev, Yisrael k'tiv, ayotzu b'kesev z'ahav. And when Avram comes out, he comes out with great wealth. And when the Yisrael comes out, they come out with great wealth. Ba'avram k'tiv, ayitzav alav paro, Yisrael k'tiv, ayichadeg mitraim alam. Ba'avram k'tiv, ayilach l'masav, Yisrael k'tiv, ayilach l'masav b'nei Yisrael. And right, there's also Vayinaga that Paro is struck down. So the Midrash, the Ramban picks up on it, says that it's not just enough to say, well, Avram left. If you look at the evidence, it was Mitzrayim specifically. But the Ramban and the Midrash pick up on these parallels and take two radically different conclusions. The Ramban's conclusion is, look, Avram's life exactly parallels the Jews' descent to Mitzrayim. That must mean that one caused the other, that he failed the test and this was punishment. That's why his children had to relive his mistake. The Midrash says, no, I'm not willing to say Avram failed. It must be that if Avram prefigures the Jewish people, it's because God told him, go down, because they were going to go down, and it was important that Avram set the path for whatever reason. Exactly what you think the significance of Masa about Simon Laban is, but Avram had to create such a situation. So what you get is that yesterday we discussed, why did Avram have to leave it all? Majority of Mepharshim would say, well, it was a test, he passed, because he left and didn't question God. But now we have two other possibilities, both building on the fact that it wasn't just leaving that was important, but it was leaving and going to Mitzrayim, which is important. Right? Picking up on the parallels, they both had to go down because of a famine, and they both are worried that the men are going to die, not the daughters, and they're going to leave, that Paro is going to be punished, and they're going to leave with great wealth. The Ramban takes this as a proof that Avram failed the test. He wasn't supposed to leave, and because he left, and he went to Mitzrayim specifically, so God punished the Jewish people, Mida, Keneged Mida, and everything that happened to Avram happened to his children. The Midrash and Midrash Rabbah says, no, this wasn't a test, right? And it wasn't a failed test. God specifically said, I want you to go. I want you to prefigure the descent to Mitzrayim. And therefore, it was important for Avram to go, not just anywhere, but to go to Mitzrayim specifically. And that just begs the bigger question, which we won't deal with today, is what is exactly does it mean? Why is it important for the Avot to go through the motions that the Jews are going to go to later? But at any rate, what you see is the Midrash is picking up yet a third direction understanding this story. Okay.